Hi, this is Bob Williamson. We shall overcome. It seems I must go to Washington, D.C. almost on a weekly basis nowadays, and early next week I will return. I'm not a fan of that place, but in order to get some things accomplished, especially when government is involved, it is a necessary evil. Next week, I return to D.C. to work with several national leaders who have devoted their lives to anti-sex trafficking and pornography. They have all agreed to be part of a think tank that I've established to develop and execute winning strategies to stop the demand for child sex. It's no easy task, and this scourge has been going on for a long time. Those criminals supplying the boys and girls are making billions of dollars, and their business is increasing exponentially. Sadly, the demand is huge and is shifting to younger children. One area of grave concern, there's a large segment of perverts who are now focusing on the dark web on raping and sodomizing children from infants to 3 years old. I've said it before and I'll say it again, there is no greater evil on the face of the earth today than child rape for profit. The main focuses at the think tank are as follows: to strengthen laws against those who buy sex with children to a point that the penalties become a tremendous deterrent that are so severe that they will dissuade all but the most deviant. Without the incessant demand of buyers willing to pay large sums of money to have sex with children, there would be no victims. Two, ensure that laws are rigidly and uniformly enforced by law enforcement, prosecutors, and judges. Today, they are not. Penalties vary from state to state, with some states aggressive and some seemingly complicit. Overall, drop charges, suspended sentences, and an average of 1.5 years in jail are the norm nationwide. Three, stop child pornography in its tracks via more stringent laws, prosecution, and enforcement. Child rape invariably begins with perpetrators watching soft porn. It is addictive and progressive, with viewers needing harder and more perverse porn, including child porn, to achieve sexual gratification. Eventually, they are led to act out their fantasies in person with a child. Next, creating awareness by exposing child rape for what it is. Child rape is a subject that most just don't want to talk about. Unfortunately, millions of our citizens need to know what is happening in our country. The powers that be listen to the loudest voices, and not many are demanding that something be done about what is happening to our children. We must make people aware of this sickness, and they in turn must demand that something be done about it. Regardless of our efforts, I don't expect a $150 billion industry to disappear overnight. However, we cannot accept it as a foregone conclusion that child rape is here to stay. We cannot be overcome by evil. Cartels and organized crime have discovered that children can be sold over and again, and it's far more lucrative than selling drugs and guns one at a time. The men buying sex with children is not just a bunch of heavily tattooed scumbags or blue-collar workers or truck drivers. Included are politicians, judges, business leaders, teachers, religious leaders, and other powerful leaders at the very highest levels. A reader of Words for the Day recently wrote and asked what he could do to help, saying he had recently retired as a school teacher, and he had some time on his hands, and God had thumped him on the head to do something to join in this battle. We put him to work right away, helping us to build a database. What can you do? Not everyone can give money, but we all can and should pray, but we need to pray while we are walking and actually do something. If you want to become a volunteer, write Erica@JesusAlliance.org, and we'll try to put you to work. The biggest problem we face in America is people do not realize that this is occurring right here in the United States. We lead the world in it. Ugh. Kids are being snatched off playgrounds, malls, schools, and out of their mother's arms, and are on a plane or van within 24 hours. Imagine a 7-year-old child in one of those vans today. They will be subjected to the horror of sodomy, rape, and torture. Do something. I've posted the video below before, but I encourage you to at least view it again and share it with your networks. Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Hey, have a great weekend and go to church this Sunday. Thanks for listening.